Real World Gardener. It's Marianne here at the microphone, and it's so great to have your company. Thank you for joining me. What's on the show today? Well, I start by talking to the author of the cocktail gardening book, then growing cane, berries and vegetable heroes, plus a tiny honey eater in Wildlife in Focus, and of course, gardening jobs for the weekend with James Stevenson.
You are now listening to Real World Gardener, coming to you across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
Here we are, growing all the good stuff in the garden to cut down on the grocery bills, but can we do more? Of course we can. Our garden produce isn't just for the dinner table. It can be also be used to make delicious drinks in the form of cocktails. And no, they don't have to be alcoholic. Let's find out more. It's time for the kitchen garden segment on Real World Gardener. On the line, I've got Corinne Masati, who's the founder of the Gourmantic Garden website. But today we're not talking about the website or any particular plant. We're talking about lots of plants because Corinne has written a book. Now, what is the book all about, Corinne? Let's get into it.
Hello, Marianne, and thank you for having me on your show. My book is called Grow Your Own Cocktail Garden, one part grow guides, one part cocktails, and a dash of flavour pairing. And the whole idea behind the book was to put something together to encourage gardeners to turn their produce into drinks and to encourage cocktail enthusiasts to grow their own produce.
What inspired you? Are you an avid cocktail maker?
Drinks writer, that's what I do for work, and a cocktail developer as well. So for many years, I've been developing and mixing cocktails at home and publishing recipes on cocktailsandbars.com. And when I started edible gardening, I started to incorporate those botanicals into cocktails. So the idea for the book came to me in 2021, which was a time when Gardening Australia filmed the botanical beverages segment in my garden. And that was all about growing herbs, vegetables, flowers, and then turning them into cocktails and botanical beverages. And after after we filmed that segment, it just makes you realise that I had so much knowledge about both gardening and cocktails, and I wanted to share that knowledge and experience to encourage gardeners to make cocktails and non-alcoholic drinks using their produce and to get cocktail makers to grow their own produce.
Oh, indeed. Now, you keep mentioning the word botanicals. What do you mean exactly? Are you talking about herbs?
So I'm talking herbs, I'm talking flowers, I'm talking vegetables, I'm talking fruit, and I'm talking also Australian natives. Okay. So all that is incorporated in the book.
All right, so why make cocktails though, instead of, like, I know people have written books where they pair the herb or the vegetable or whatever with a recipe for food, but your idea of making cocktails, is that because you have such a intrinsic relationship with being a drinks writer and so on?
Well, to answer your first question, why make cocktails? I'll say, well, why not? but the answer to that is when you grow your own produce, you want to capture that freshness. And why not capture that in a glass? Okay, now we're all used to growing our own things and creating recipes and food and bringing food to the table and so on. Why not enjoy it in a drink? And there's so many different ways that you can do that. And I'm not talking about just putting a bunch of herbs into a gin and tonic, for example. I'm using, like, you use your actual ingredients and then you turn them into something like a syrup or a liqueur or a shrub or a ferment and so on. And you can enjoy a delicious cocktail that captures what you've grown in that glass.
Indeed. Now, you mentioned some things like liqueurs and shrubs and ferments. People will be amazed to think that, gee, can I make a liqueur myself? How would I do that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, breaking it down to basics, you're macerating a botanical in neutral alcohol and then you're basically adding a sugar syrup to it. Obviously, there are steps to follow and to make sure that you get the right balance and so on. But what the book will do is demystify some of those processes, because what you will get is detailed step-by-step instructions on how to make it. So if you know, if you've ever made limoncello, well, that's a liqueur.
Of course.
In my book, you will learn how to make a lemon myrtle liqueur, which is absolutely delicious if you're growing lemon myrtle and you use the leaves to capture that beautiful citrus note. The other thing you mentioned was the shrubs.
Yes. What is a shrub?
Yes. Now, a shrub is a drinking vinegar. It's also an ancient way of preserving produce. And the drinking vinegar is made with vinegar, sugar, and fruit, sometimes vegetables, and you add an aromatic element like a herb or a spice to it. And the beauty of a shrub is it lasts a very long time in the fridge. And you can enjoy it in a cocktail, and you can enjoy it topped with soda water. You can enjoy it on ice, on its own. It's just one of those really versatile drinks that you can make out of the botanicals in your garden.
Yes, I do remember that the early settlers were keen on making shrubs. A while back I did a segment on 19th century drinks, and shrubs featured heavily there. So it's a non-alcoholic drink, but then you can do whatever with it.
Absolutely. And you can get very creative. And one of the key aspects of the book as well is once you know how to make these things, once you know how you've made a liqueur or you've made a shrub, it invites you to get experimental with your own ideas and your own flavour combinations and your own spirits. And I can talk a little bit about that if you'd like me to run through one of the chapters in the book and what you get out of it.
Yes, why not? Let's go with that.
Yeah. So, you know, basically each of the botanical chapters, and there are 50 of them, and they're all listed in alphabetical order. Why is that? Because I think life is too short to work out whether you want to think, oh, is tomato fall under fruit or a vegetable? Do I grow radishes in summer or winter? I've taken all that guesswork out, so it's A to Z, easy to follow. You pick your botanical and off you go. So, for example, let's have a look at a pineapple now. Pineapple, what is a pineapple? What is the flavor profile? How do you grow it? So I talk about whether it likes to be in full sun or part shade, how big the plant gets. Also, what is it best suited to? Is it something that is best suited to be grown in the ground? Can you grow it in pots? What size pot? What are the propagation methods? What does it like in terms of watering and feeding? When can you harvest the fruit? And what sort of common pests and diseases you're likely to encounter and how to deal with them? Then we follow on to pineapple growing tips. For example, you can grow a pineapple from a pineapple top. And I give detailed instructions on how to do that. I've done it myself in my tiny courtyard garden. So you're not limited to having a big backyard in order to grow a pineapple. And then varieties to try. Now, it might not be so common in the case of a pineapple, but for example, the chapter on basil will give you different variations of basil that you can grow and their flavor profile. So that first section falls under the grow it. Now, the next section is the eat it, and it's actually a flavour and pairing. So you get a description of what the botanical tastes like, in this case, pineapple, you know, whether it's sweet, fruity, it's got hints of acidity when it's young and so on. And then I go into what are the parts of the plant that you can use, for example, the flower, the fruit, the skin. Then we get into the flavour and food pairing. What pairs nicely with pineapple? You know, is it something like clove and cinnamon and ginger and basil? And, you know, so it gives you these ideas to experiment yourself further. And then we move into the spirit pairing. So does pineapple go well with rum? Does it go nicely with bourbon, with gin, and so on? So you've got a lot of ideas in that section to explore further should you decide you want to do that. And then we get to the third part, which is the drink it. And that's my favorite part, of course. So this is where you get a full page recipe of everything you need to know to make that drink. And in the case of the pineapple here, it's a fermented drink called tepache. I've called the cocktail Go Tropo because I think it's a fun name. And you're making a fermented drink using pineapple skin and pineapple core. So it's actually one of the things that you normally discard. And I like to call it a sustainable drink because you actually make use of something before you finish with it and compost it.
That sounds very comprehensive.
Now, with the actual photography, it was, I did all the photography with a lot of help with my partner in crime. And he actually prepared a lot of the drinks, because setting up the photography is actually not an easy thing. You don't just set up a drink and snap it. So there's a lot of preparation and making the drinks and the glasses and the shaking and the pouring and all that. So it's actually quite an effort to do that. But all the cocktail photos, all the photography was done by me on site, on the Gourmantic garden, in my garden across the seasons. And with the photos, you know, you see backgrounds of the plants and they all look very different with different glassware. So they're really designed to entice you to actually, you know, make something out of what you grow and enjoy it in the garden.
That's such an amazing achievement, Corinne. I'll congratulate you on doing the book. So how do people access this book?
So the book is available in digital format at the Gourmantic Garden shop. So that's thegourmanticgarden.com/shop, and you'll see it. It's called Grow Your Own Cocktail Garden, and it's in PDF format. So you'll be able to download it. And once you've gone through the payment process, you'll get an email and you'll get the download link. And it's very easy to do. If you have any questions, you can always, you know, contact me. And with at the moment, with spring is really just around the corner, if you think about it. So if you're planning your spring and summer garden, it's really the right time to grow your own cocktail garden.
Sounds delicious. Once again, Corinne, thank you so much for sharing with me your book and what's in it.
Thank you so much for your time, Marianne. I really appreciate it.
Real World Gardener, bringing you informative topics about gardening and the environment with Marianne Cannon.
And that was Corinne Masati, who's the founder of The Gourmantic Gardener, and now she's the author of the Cocktail Gardening book. Plenty to read about in this digital book. You can, of course, print it out once you've downloaded the PDF. If you have any feedback, email realworldgardener@gmail.com. or write in to 2RRR PO Box 644, Gladesville, New South Wales 1675.